This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. Denmark's prime minister says European countries still have more weapons and ammunition they could send to Ukraine. Terry Schultz reports.
A day after Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky told Munich's annual security conference his country can win against Russia with more military support, Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen called out her counterparts who say they have nothing to spare.
I'm sorry to say, friends, there are still ammunition in stock in Europe. We have weapons. We have air defense. We don't have to use ourselves at the moment that we should deliver. To Ukraine.
Denmark has already given Ukraine its entire supply of artillery systems. Also speaking at the conference, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said, while Europe's weapons manufacturers have significantly increased their production capacity, governments are still not making large-scale orders, either for Ukraine or to refill their own stockpiles. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Three people were killed early Sunday after police responded to a domestic dispute at a suburban Minneapolis home.
At one point during that situation, the subject opened fire on the officers in the home, and officers Elmstrad, Ruge, and Finseth for the fire department, Mr. Finseth, were killed by the gunman during the response.
That's Drew Evans, who's the superintendent of the Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension. He says the shooter also died and one other police officer was injured. There were seven children in the home, but they were able to escape safely. Forecasters are saying rare tornadoes may strike Northern California tomorrow. KQED's Maria Bernal has more.
The National Weather Service is forecasting a 5% chance of tornadoes across Sacramento, Stockton, Modesto, Roseville, and Elk Grove. Storm chasers like Michael Steinberg, a student at Chico State, track weather models and are on the lookout for tornadoes. Some have traveled from out of state to see the rare phenomena.
And once we kind of get a really good sense of, okay, this is where the storm is going to be, that's where we're going to be setting up. And then once we start seeing these storms pop up on satellite and on radar, that's when the chase is on.
Steinberg says from 1950 to 2022, the state has seen nearly 70 tornadoes. The National Weather Service has also issued warnings of floods in large portions of California, including San Francisco, Sacramento, and Los Angeles. For NPR News, I'm Maria Fernanda Bernal in San Francisco.
The U.S. Central Command says U.S. forces conducted five strikes on Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen this weekend. Three mobile anti-ship cruise missiles were destroyed, along with an unmanned underwater vessel and one surface vessel. Officials say it's the first time they've seen the Houthis use an unmanned underwater drone since Houthi attacks began last October. Japan's Nikkei average is off slightly in midday trading. It's being weighed down by a drop in chip-related shares. You're listening to NPR News. SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has officially incorporated his space exploration company in Texas, moving away from its former home in Delaware. Texas Public Radio's Jerry Clayton has more.
In a post on social media, Musk warned other companies against incorporation in Delaware after a Delaware court's decision to void a $55.8 billion pay package for his electric car company Tesla. Musk also recently relocated the incorporation of Neuralink, his neurotechnology company, from Delaware to Nevada. About 66% of Fortune 500 companies are incorporated in Delaware, which has generally been considered business-friendly. SpaceX has a large rocket launch facility in deep South Texas at Boca Chica. I'm Jerry Clayton in San Antonio.
Singapore's transport minister says that beginning in 2026, all flights leaving that country will be required to use some sustainable aviation fuel. A levy will be issued on tickets to pay for that fuel. According to officials, in the first year, just 1% of all fuel will be required to be sustainable. That percentage will then increase each year. Right now, such fuel accounts for just 0.2% across the entire aviation industry. The biopic Bob Marley, One Love, was at the top of the box office this weekend, bringing in a better-than-expected $27.7 million from U.S. screens. Paramount is projecting that the movie will bring in $51 million in U.S. ticket sales over its first 6 days of release. But Sony's Madame Web had one of the lowest debuts ever for a movie centered on a Marvel character. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Warby Parker. Their glasses start at $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. Go to warbyparker.com/covered.